This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Obviously, it is election day here in Connecticut. A lot of municipal races to talk about. And, you know, we've talked a lot on this show about the waning interest of volunteerism. And part of that is seems to be harder and harder for certain towns to find candidates to run for positions. And so I found that, you know, this Jimmy Tickey, who's a political analyst, Democratic strategist, wrote a book called Organizing to Win, The Art and Science of Running for Office. And I find it really appropriate of the time I just think it's more important for people to get involved, and it seems to be a bit of a lost art. And so to talk about today's election and the book a bit is Jimmy Tickey, who also does a show with our good friend Themis Claridis on WFSB, streaming once a week. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Listen, we did a debate with the two candidates in Bristol. We follow, the outgoing mayor, Aaron Stewart, in New Britain. There's an open seat as she's, most likely going to run for governor. In terms of what you're watching today, there could be other races, too, that we're not focused on. What are the one or two things you're looking at closely today?
Yeah, interestingly, we've got a couple open seats in Connecticut this year, which doesn't always happen with long-serving mayors. And we also have a couple of rematches where former mayors are running against the current mayors. That's happening in Milford. I'm looking at Norwich, which is an open seat. Hampden is an open seat. New Britain, as you mentioned, is a big one as an open seat. Bristol, again, former mayor Zoppo running against the current mayor. And Ansonia and Stratford have also heated up in the last couple of weeks as well.
I find it to be difficult for some Republicans here in the state, because if you're not, pro-Trump, the primaries are tough. But if you're pro-Trump, it's tough to get unaffiliated in a general election. Do you see any pockets where Republicans are seeing any strength where they haven't maybe in the past?
Well, there's certainly in Connecticut strong pockets of Republican support. I know many people view Connecticut as a blue state, but I'm coming from you as a proud Naugatuck Valley guy. So I know that, the Republican brand is still strong in some parts of the state. I do think that candidates are running on local issues, and they'd be smart to do that and not run, with the president, because the president's not on the ballot. It's not a federal election. His support, at least here in Connecticut, is not strong. So, if you want to talk to all voters and you want to talk about a vision for your town, you really should talk about local issues, because that's what's at stake in this local election. I mean, as you said at the top, so few people vote in local elections. You're lucky in a town if 3 out of 10 people are voting, and that's of eligible voters. So really trying to do your best to speak to all voters, expand the electorate, and get more people to participate in not only running for office, but then, of course, in voting.
I'll get to the book in a second, but, you speak about turnout, and we're not expecting good turnout today. And a lot of times locally, and sometimes I don't know people who are on the ballot, to what degree I used to sort of poo-poo lawn signs. Now I realize how important they are. But to what degree do people just go in the booth and they're like, I'm a Democrat, and they just go blue all the way down and then they walk out?
Yeah, I think for the bases of each party, they may do that, right? For a loyal Democrat, for a loyal Republican, for someone who is maybe involved in the party or always votes for the party, that will happen. But in Connecticut, interestingly, the unaffiliateds outnumber, everybody. And that is often the case town by town as well. So
right.
Each party can count on a base of support, of course, but it's really about speaking to people who are unaffiliated, maybe who might be registered with a minor party. And really to those voters who only vote in the presidential elections. I mean, the presidential election will get the highest turnout by far, and then so many people don't vote in a local election. So lawn signs help. Text messaging has become a new way to reach voters. Of course, social media, digital ads, a good old-fashioned door knocking, person-to-person conversations is the best way to really get the word out across town. It has a multiplier effect as people say, hey, this candidate came to my door and talked to me about the issues.
Yeah, I think it works for local stuff. I don't think that the national drives for that proved to be particularly effective in the last cycle. We're talking with Jimmy Tickey, political analyst here on Brian & Company. He wrote a book, Organizing to Win, The Art and Science of Running for Office. I think it's timely, and I think it's a great idea, because there's probably, hopefully, some people out there who are like, you know what, I could do this, or I could do better, and they just simply don't know what to do. And so before we get into the nuts and bolts of the book, what made you want...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Want to write the book?
You know, I had this idea about a year and a half ago for some of the reasons you just mentioned. I thought, you know, we're always asking people to run for office, and sometimes political parties have a challenge even in running people for office. And so therefore, they don't even give voters a choice if they can't find somebody to run for offices. And then when you do say, okay, I'll do it, I'll run for office, you look around and you think to yourself, what did I get myself into here? You know, there's so much to learn about a modern day campaign, even if it's at a local level, from door knocking to fundraising, voter contact, scheduling, debates, communications. And so I thought, you know, I've done a lot of this. I've been a volunteer. I've been a campaign manager. I've run for office myself in a really difficult district, given the partisan bend. I've been elected to party leadership. I've seen campaigns from a lot of different ways, and I've worked in the space, too. And I started to put together all the ways in which one could get involved. We start simple, you know, looking around, getting involved in your town, the different ways to get involved, because we barely even teach civics anymore. So people don't even know, how can you get involved? What are the first steps you could take to get involved? I mean, we only have a democracy if people participate. And once I started writing, Brian, I couldn't stop all last summer, and worked with a Connecticut publisher. And the book is all about getting involved. If you feel like an outsider, if you feel very critical of your current leadership, or you're not happy, and you've got a curiosity about how does local politics work, how does a campaign work, and think about maybe I should get involved, attend a town meeting, manage a campaign, run for local office. So the book brings the reader, it's very interactive, it brings them through the whole campaign, through all the nuts and the bolts. It's a how-to book. It is a how-to book with stories that I've experienced and recollections that I've had from all my experiences as well.
You know, I think real quick, we only have like a minute left. You know, I'm projecting a little bit. There are limitations to what I can do because of my job, unless I wanted to leave my job. But, you know, young people is one thing. You know, politics, if I've been on the trail, comms people and advanced people, they're all super, super young because their jobs are so hard. They're 24/7 and honestly, they don't pay great, and that's how it goes. But if there's someone listening here who is maybe a little older, more established, or maybe has some time on their hands and they want to get involved, talk about this it's never too late type thing, and then talk about maybe what the first step or two would be.
Absolutely. It really is never too late. I think what people are looking for right now in politics is authenticity. They're looking for new ideas and new voices. A new voice and a new idea doesn't necessarily mean a young voice and a young idea. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines and you've got some ideas, I think people are really yearning for authenticity, for real candidates who are running on big ideas to help your town, to make life better for people. So you know, they should definitely think about getting involved. There's some easy steps to do that we outlined in the first couple of chapters. And then if they like what they're doing, they could continue down that journey and, you know, manage a campaign, but ultimately run for office. And my book, Organizing to Win, will teach them how to do that.
Yeah, Organizing to Win, the Art and Science of Running for Office. It's a great idea. Jimmy, thanks for the time, and maybe we'll catch up down the road.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.